Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone as we continue on our journey together, Bein Hazmanim, Tafshin Pei Hei, as we continue 2025. Every Yom Tov is special, every Chag, every experience is different based on our age, based on our situation in life, based on what's going on in Klal Yisrael, both on a klal, on a macro level, and each individual, as we continue to have in mind Bar Avram Ben Julia and all of the hostages, all of Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, specifically now, specifically during this very, very, very holy time, Yiu Lechazi, but Mazal Lechazi, that even if we don't feel it, even if we don't physically experience it, something very deep and holy is going on in the world, in Klal Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael in the month of Nisan, during this very, very, very special time. It's brought down that the month of Nisan is the Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for the neshama, for the soul, right? We know it's a machlokas whether the world was created in Nisan or the world was created in Tishrei, and we say that they're both true. Elu ve'elu, Taisa says, Elu ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chaim, they're both true. One is more physical, one is more spiritual. It's not the time to talk about that aspect, but the point is that it's a Rosh Hashanah. This time period is Tshuva Me'ahava. It's when we come close to Hashem through His love for us, through our love for Him, and Hashem will help us all, will help us all somehow feel it. It's not about feeling it because it's happening either way, but we pray and we want to feel it. We want to feel close to Hashem. We want to feel His closeness. We want to experience the Chayrus. We want to experience the Geula, us and all the Jewish people, as we begin with our halacha, a very important halacha that I'm actually reading from. I still get the emails from a Chafetz Chaim, a halacha every day. Now that there's the chat, that I don't need to look at the email. I could look at my phone on the Shmiras Halashen chat, which if you're not on it, I definitely recommend it. So I saw a halacha from my email that says, what should one answer if someone asks, what did so-and-so say about me? That is a very, very interesting halacha. So if someone comes over to you and says, what did that person say about me? And this is a rechilas, this is about rechilas, which means pinning to people, right? Lashon Hara is saying, just to chazer over, Lashon Hara is when a person says something negative about someone else and says, so-and-so, you know, is this type of person or did this thing, that's Lashon Hara, even if it's true. Rechilas is when I tell you that did you hear what so-and-so said about you or so-and-so feels this way about you. So it's not Lashon Hara. I mean, it could also be Lashon Hara, but really a person's putting two people to not like each other. So if someone comes over and says to you, what did so-and-so say about me? So says the Chafetz Chaim, incredible. If one can give a satisfactory answer without lying, you could do that. However, if not, one is allowed to tell an absolute falsehood. Someone's allowed to lie. You're allowed to lie, to say that this person didn't say something negative. I think it's in Purity of Speech. I think it was either today or yesterday when I was learning it privately, and I forgot where the story is, but it says a story, I think, I don't know if I'm going to say it right, from who it's from. I think it might have been from Rabbi Aaron Cutler, that someone brought him. It's in Purity of Speech. Maybe I'll look it up and get the exact place where it says. But basically, one of the tzaddikim was I think Rabbi Aaron Cutler, was someone brought him a coffee, and he didn't drink the coffee. And then the person came back like 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later, and the coffee was still there. And And he said, Rosh Hashiva, why didn't you drink the coffee? And he said that I'm not drinking the coffee. I can't drink the coffee. He says, I'll make you another one. Your coffee got cold. So they made him another coffee, I think, and they still didn't drink the coffee, whatever the exact story is. And then it came out to say, why didn't you drink? So listen to what Rav Aaron Cutler said. He said that someone was calling me about a shidduch, and I didn't want to say the something negative. And I also, you know, didn't want to lie. So it was very difficult because I think the shidduch will be okay, but they're asking me questions that I don't want to lie, but I can't really say whatever I got to say. So I took upon myself to fast. I took upon myself to fast so that somehow I could either avoid the conversation or I could say the right thing. The point is that sensitivity and to daven, to be so sensitive, what a great story. Like someone asks you a question, like Hashem save me that people won't ask me a question that I'll have to either lie or I'll have to chas v'shalom, you know, I don't want to say something negative. Incredible, incredible. Hashem should help us all. We should be zocha as we are. Paro is the letters. We haven't said this a lot. Paro is the letters peh ra. Paro is all about peh ra. The Haggadah, as we're going to talk about soon, is all about Pesach, about saying good things. It's all about Diburim, Machshavot Tovot, Diburim Tovim, good thoughts, good speech. We should all be Zocha to not ask questions that can lead up for people to be uncomfortable, what they're going to answer, to be asked questions that would make us uncomfortable. Hashem will help us all as we are trying and we're beginning our incredible journey of Pesach. Mir Tashem will be zocha not to speak any Lashon Hara, not to hear any Lashon Hara, us and all the Jewish people. Amen. I want to talk about Haggadah. I just mentioned that Haggadah, one of the reasons we're out of Mitzrayim, we get out of Mitzrayim. The night of Pesach, they say, is really connected to the night of Shavuos. It's really one and the same as we begin the journey on the second night of Sefiras HaOmer to cleanse ourselves, to better ourselves, to work on our midas, to work on our relationships, to be mekabel the Torah, to get closer to Hashem. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha. Bring us closer to your Torah, v'karvenu malkinu l'avadasecha. V'achzireinu b'tshuva. Tshuva means to become close to Hashem, to be tashuv, to return to Hashem, to be closer to Hashem. V'ani kirvas elokim li toiv. The tachlis of the world is to have a close relationship with Hashem. All of our relationships with our spouse, with our children, with our parents, with our siblings, with everyone is all a, as the Ramchal says, gam hu misug ha'oyhavim, to learn how to have a deeper relationship with Hashem, to be closer to Hashem. And Pesach is the time where we begin the journey of being mekabel the Torah. That's the reason we got out of Mitzrayim. We didn't get out of Mitzrayim so that Paro and that we're not slaves. It's not about being that I could do what I want. It's about serving Hashem. It's that when you're serving another master, you can't serve Hashem properly. It's one of the reasons why we daven to be free. We daven to be free so we could serve Hashem, so we could live a life, a tachlis, of Torah. Ein ben chayrin elami she'osek b'Torah. Somebody who connects himself to the Torah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrov HaRais V'Kudsha Brich Hu, is Chad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Torah. It's the same. As the Baal HaTanya writes, when a person learns Torah, he's touching Hashem, the Etzem of Hashem, whatever that means. It's not like when you do a mitzvah that it's a little bit more distant. It's like the clothing of Hashem. Here you're actually touching Hashem when a person learns Torah. And it's incredible. that the night of Pesach is really the cheiros, is the beginning of the geula, that I can somehow have a greater connection to Hashem. And how do I have that greater connection to Hashem? On Shavuos. Now I have to work. I got to now count. The Arizal says the night of Pesach, it's like taking a little child and picking a child up above this fence. It's a tall fence. And the child is able to see and perceive the castle, the beautiful castle. And then what happens? Hashem, the person puts the child down. And now the child has this vision of connecting to Hashem. And now I go and I climb the ladder back up. I climb the fence to go over and to go to the castle to be close to Hashem. So the Pesach night begins with Diburei of Torah. I don't know if everyone knows that. Manishtana Laila Azem Mikol Alela is a Mishnah. These are Mishnayos. These are Tanoim, Maisa Rabbi Elazar, Ben Azariah, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva. The Chazal, the Haggadah is Chazal, it's Torah. It's all Torah. We begin the night of Pesach connecting ourselves to Torah, connecting ourselves to Diburim, to the speech, Pera. Paro is Pera. We begin our Geula with Torah. We begin our Geula with Limud HaTorah. And one of the things that I just want to really speak about today, this evening, whenever you're listening, is there's dibur b'loy deya, and there's dibur im deya. Sometimes we talk, sometimes we say Torah, sometimes we read Torah, sometimes we learn Torah, and we're not connected to it. Sometimes we learn Torah, and it's like the parshas of Vayikra, Tzav. These parshas are a little bit harder. Sometimes a person learns Torah and he learns Bereishis and Shmais, to be the more, especially the beginning of Shmais, and you feel connected to it. Sometimes people are in yeshiva, it's like this. You learn Baba Kama, you learn another Masechta that really doesn't relate. You can't really relate to it. It's like a dibur b'loideya. It's talking without really connecting to it. That's why we say Psach Libi B'Sarasecha. That's why people love learning Pirkei Avos, because it's very, very connected to when we learn. Person learns Chassidus Shesvarim, you feel you're learning Torah and you feel connected to it. But in order to connect to Torah, in order to connect to Torah, you don't have to feel it. The Haggadah, it's one of the reasons why the Haggadah starts off with Harayani Kiben Shivim Shana, is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, his outside was not like his inside. Because a lot of times we come to the Seder and we begin the Seder. I heard this from my father-in-law many, many, many years ago when I was sat at his Seder. We start off the Seder by saying, my Toichet does not have to be Kabaro. My outside and inside doesn't have to match. It doesn't always match. I don't always feel it. You might come the Seder night and you might not feel anything. You might be, tired. You might not connect to who's ever saying over the Torah or who's ever saying the Haggadah. You might be in a place where you're it's not where the way you thought it was going to be here. All this preparation, Shloshim Yom Kodem LaChag, 30 days before the Chag, we're preparing and comes Seder night and I'm not connected. The answer to that is that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't feel that connection. The words of the Haggadah itself, Haggadah, they say, is Malashan God. God means to be connected. It means to be connected. It means to be like a Rashi, I think, by God says, like a mazel, tizal, a dripping, there's a source. I'm connected to it. One of the reasons we have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is by talking. When you do the Haggadah, when you're Mesaper, when you talk, Ha'amanti Ki Ada Ber, when I speak and I talk, it becomes part of me. When a person talks and says the Haggadah, says the words of the Haggadah, says the Torah. The Agada is Torah. The Agada is Torah. We're already beginning our connection to Hashem when we hear it, when we hear the words, Vigadata Levincha, when we hear from whoever we're hearing from, when we share together, we are connecting ourselves to the source. We're Zoicha Pesach night, each and every one of us. We're Zoicha, each according to their level. Chacham, Russia, Tom, Sheina Delishol, everybody's together, everybody's there, no matter what category a person thinks of. We're all tzaddikim, of course, we're all chachamim, chachamim. Parenthetically, I always say that's the pshat. Why isn't it chacham in Russia, right? It should be tzaddik in Russia. Why is it chacham, right? Okay, this everyone can say over. Why does it say there's a chacham in a Russia? A chacham, Tom, Sheni Delishol, and a Russia. Why is a chacham in a Russia? There's a wise man. It should be a chacham and a tippish, a wise man, and a fool. Why a Russia and a chacham? So I thought of this one year. I don't remember when. It's not a tzaddik in a Russia. It's a chacham. A chacham is a tzaddik. A tzaddik's a chacham. A Russia is not a bad person. A Russia is just someone who's not a chacham. You're not thinking. You're not thinking. Everyone's beautiful. So everyone's at the Seder. Everyone is at the Seder. There's nobody left out at the Seder. We're all included at the Seder. That's literally called Dichvin Yesei V'Yechol. We invite everyone. We don't check whether you're Tocho Kabar or whether your outside is like your inside. Everybody can come in, including yourself. And everybody has a shaychus to Torah at the night of Pesach. It's the beginning. Now, okay, then we need 49 days. After the second night, we start counting. We start counting because we have to then work to get what intrinsically, like Reb Tzadik HaKohen says, when a person works on a midah and he works and finally he sees, oh, I now am not as lazy as I thought. I'm now able to be shomer ma'inayim. I'm now able to be more zrizus. I'm now able to be. It's not the pshat that it's a new thing that you have. You had it the whole time. You just needed to uncover and needed to work towards what you already had within yourself. That's really what happens on Pesach. The night of Pesach, we are connected. We're there. Our essence is there. Then we have to spend the time to develop ourselves to get there. We have to in this world we have to reveal it. But really, we're really connected. And I'm going to end off with the story. I've said this I probably every year. It's an incredible, incredible story, which I think brings out this point. And that is that it's not whether or not I feel it the night of the Seder. Say the words. That's exactly what the avoda is of Pesach. To per ra. Paro is per ra. It's right. It's like saying good morning, even if you're not in the mood. It's like smiling, even if you're not in the mood. And it affects, especially on Pesach, where the diburim, the words of Klal Yisrael, we're already connecting. We're a new essence of who we are. We're connecting to the schachos of my chelik in Torah, your chelik in Torah, everybody's chelik, and ultimately your chelik in Torah is a chelik in Hashem. It's the same thing. It's like when we do Hagba and we open up the Torah and you look and you point and you see the letters, you're looking for yourself. We're looking for our neshama. We're looking for our connection. And each and every one of us, every person, no matter what, no matter how much you've struggled, no matter how much chametz you had to clean, no matter how much, because chametz represents the Yitzhahara and represents the Ra, right? No matter how much this one comes on this level and this one comes on this level, this one comes as the chacham, like we said, and this one is the Ein Delishal, and this is what we're all here at the Seder. We're all here at the Seder together. The story goes like this. I'll be quick in the story. Incredible, incredible story. A person was a true story from the Chayza from Lublin. It's written in Taimei HaMenhagim. If anybody wants to know where it is, I could find it for them. The story goes where this person prepared for days and days and weeks for the Seder. He has two Sedarim. And finally, comes the night of the Seders, and he was up the night before preparing, and he told his wife and children, okay, we're going to start the Seder soon. He fell asleep. His kids fell asleep. His wife fell asleep. They wake up. He wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, oh my goodness, everybody's sleeping. The Seder is all ready. He didn't do anything. No Kiddush, no Arba Kosis, no Matzah, no Maror. 4 o'clock in the morning, wakes everybody up. Quickly, he reads the Seder. He reads the Haggadah. He drinks the Kosis. He eats the Matzah and the Maror. He runs through it, broken as can be. The first night he waited, prepared so much for, wasn't a good Seder. Not only wasn't a good Seder, it was a terrible Seder. Next night, second night, wow, has the most incredible singing and dancing and dveikus and mamish with the malachim and his children and everyone's shining, incredible. Beautiful. A month later, 2 months later, he goes to visit the Chayza. The Chayza from Lublin was called the Chayza because Chayza means to see. He was able to see neshamas. He was able to see through a person. The guy comes in and the Chayza says, wow, that Seder that you had. And the guy is like, he's, I know what you're talking about. He says, yeah, I remember that second night was out of control, was unbelievable, blah, 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 blah. And the Chayza says, nope, the first night. And he says, what? The first night? What are you talking about? The second night was when I was on the highest level. So the Chayza said, you think that's what it's about? Hashem had more nachas from the fact that you did it anyway, and you said the words anyway, and you were broken. You were tzebrachin. You were broken, and it was so difficult for you, but you said the words anyway. That illuminated your neshama. Many, many, many times in life, for all of us, we want it to be perfect, and we want our Torah, we want our connection to Hashem to be just right. That's not the way it always works out. Mir Tashem, it will be like that for everybody. We'll have beautiful, beautiful Siddurim. I always say it's one of the milas of having two Siddurim, right? That's what the Imram said. He said when he came to Eretz Yisrael, one of the things that he missed most about being in Varsha, in Warsaw, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he says, one of the things I missed is the fact that I didn't have a second Seder. Maybe that's what he meant, a second Seder, right? So you have two Siddurim. You get two chances. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a little bit harder. You just get one shot. But the truth is, according to this, it doesn't really matter because we do the best. We do the best we can. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zoicha. We should all be zoicha as we're getting closer and closer. Bar Avram ben Julia, the hostages. Right? I was thinking, it's nighttime now here in Eretz Yisrael, and I was thinking, just like in Mitzrayim, a few days before, they didn't know what was going to hit them. They didn't know. Yetzias Mitzrayim and then Kriyas Yamsuf. And they were living their life. They were living their life a certain way. They didn't know their life could be so beautiful, so much more beautiful. And then 2 days later, I was thinking, three nights from now, Mir Tashem, we're going to have a geula. Everybody's going to have a geula. Everyone's going to have a gula, whether we feel it, whether we know it, but it happens. That's mamish what happens. The tzaddikim tell us that there's something that goes leil shimurim. It's a very, very, very holy night for all of Klal Yisrael. It's when Klal Yisrael, especially us, that we were taken out, right? 4/5 didn't get out. We got out. That's what it says. Ilu lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu havaseinu anu v'neinu v'nei banenu mishubadim hayinu l'par l'mitzrayim, that we got out, but if we didn't get out, we'd still be there. That's the goyim. That's mamish, the people who didn't get out. We got out. Baruch Hashem, and we're gonna get out again. We're gonna get out a second time. Hashem should help us. Thank you for listening. We should all be zoicha to connect more to each other, to connect to ourselves, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can. We can. We could strengthen ourselves in Torah. Those of us, every person can strengthen himself in his love of Torah, in your understanding of Torah, in your desire for Torah, in your whatever it might be. That's really the greatest geula we can have. You know, we spoke last time about Avram Avinu. I saw last night. I mean, it's the same piece that Avram Avinu, that Pesach is connected to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is love of Hashem. Avraham Oyavi, love, chesed, loving Hashem. The Sifri says, Vahaftas Hashem Elokecha. It's brought down why Pesach and Shavuos are one and the same. They're really the same. Pesach and Shavuos are the same. We just get 49 days it takes us to get to Kabbalah Satorah, but it's really the same because the Cheiris, the purpose is for the Torah. So they say that the love of Hashem, Vahaftas Hashem Elokecha, I want to love Hashem, I love Hashem. We all love Hashem. Pesach is the time of showing the love of Hashem, and Hashem is showing us His love. The Sifri says, listen to this, Vahaftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol avavcha v'nafshecha v'chol ma'edecha. We say in Kriya Shema, love Hashem. We love, we have to love Hashem with everything. How do I love Hashem? V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela asher noichim mitzavcha hayom al avecha. V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela, learn Torah. That's what he says. The Sifri, a medrash. V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela, you want to love Hashem? You want to make a change in your life to love another Jew, to love Klal Yisrael, to love? You learn Hashem's Torah. That's what Hashem loves from us so much. He wants that from us. That's why He took us out of Mitzrayim, to give us the greatest gift of the world, to give us the. And how do we start off the Seder? With Torah, learning Torah, saying the Seder itself, the Haggadah itself, is that connection, is starting us all off with the greatest Tshuva Me'ava. Tshuva Me'ava is Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be so complex. It could be Avadim Ayinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim, Vayitzienu Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem took us out. He's going to take us all out. He's going to take everyone out. And we'll all be Zoicha to a Gula Shleima B'Mehar B'Yameinu. Thank you so much for listening.